& Co., I Chose Freedom, pages 405-6. 153. Swy and Uix, Forced Labor, and Economic Development, p. 39. 154. Karl Marx Manuscript, Bolshevik, Numbers 5, 6, 1932. 155. Sidney Webb and Beatrice Webb, Soviet Communism, A New Civilization, 2nd ed. London, 1937, p. 585. 156. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 321. 157. Engineer P. Obashi, In Novi Mir, August 1964, Komsomolskaya Pravda, May 17, 1988, January 18, 1989. 158. A Card, Vanished Without a Trace, p. 259. 159. Swy and Uix, Forced Labor, and Economic Development, Passim. 160. 161. P. Obashi, In Novi Mir, August 1964. Naum Jasny, cited in Swy and Uix, Forced Labor, and Economic Development, pages 193-94. 162. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, p. 250. 163. Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, p. 198. 164. Schellest, Column on Oats. 169. Dark Side of the Moon, p. 161. Dalin and Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Union, p. 10. Dark Side of the Moon, p. 97. Christopher Hill, ed., Rights and Wrongs, London, 1969. Elgar, The Siege of Leningrad, Oxford, 1962. More detail is given in Dmitry V. Pavlov, Leningrad and the Blockade, Chicago, 1965. 170. 69. Solzhenitsyn, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, p. 28. Ibid, pages 84-85. Ibid, p. 86. Ibid, p. 69. Dalin and Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Union, p. 7. Solzhenitsyn, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, p. 71. Ibid, p. 99. Ibid, p. 140. Ibid, pages 18, 19. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, p. 235. A Card, Vanished Without a Trace, p. 227. Langell, From Beginning to End, p. 37. Ibid, pages 37, 38. Solzhenitsyn, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, p. 81. For example, Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, pages 168. Dalin and Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Union, p. 72. Herling, World Apart, pages 56-57. Swy and Uix, Forced Labor, and Economic Development, p. 296. Ibid, p. 297. Ibid, p. 224. Dalin and Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Union, p. 38. Herling, World Apart, p. 41. Gorbachev, Years Off My Life, p. 130. Langell, From Beginning to End, p. 15. 194. Ibid, p. 17. See also Herling, World Apart, p. 150. 195. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 76. 196. Lever Blanc sur les Camps de Concentration Soviétiques, Paris, 1952, p. 144. 197. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, p. 259. 198. P. J. Delia F. Wiles, quoted in Swy and Uix, Forced Labor, and Economic Development, p. 17. 199. Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, p. 232. 200. Solzhenitsyn, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, p. 78. 201. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, New York, 1971, p. 45, Sakharov, Progress, Coexistence, and Intellectual Freedom, p. 55. 202. Mosa Pijade, Yugoslav Politburo member, speech of August 1, 1951, Vladimir Dedere, Tito Speaks, London, 1953, p. 201. 203. Nadelia, No. 41, 1988. 204. Moscow News, No. 44, 1988. 205. Alexander Tverdovsky, Tyrkin in the Other World, Izvestia, August 18, 1963. Chapter 12, The Great Trial. 1. V. I. Lenin, Polnaya Sobrani Socheneni, 5th ed. Moscow, 1964, Volume 53, Biographical Notes. 2. Ibid. 3. Peter Yakir, Letter to the Editor of Communist, March 2, 1969, translated in Survey, Number 70, 71, 1969. 4. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, pages 264, 302, Pavel Goldstein, Ditko Opry, Jerusalem, ND. 5. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 119. 6. Vladimir Voinovich, The Ivankiad, New York, 1977, p. 57. 7. Fitzroy MacLean, Eastern Approaches, London, 1949, p. 86. 8. Nadelia, No. 7, 1988. 12. MacLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 86. 13. Roy Medvedev, In New Left Review, No. 109, May to June 1978. Bucher in Trial, p. 716. Ibid, p. 49. Ibid, p. 716. Ibid, pages 49, 50. Ibid, p. 51. Ibid, p. 52. Ibid, p. 53. Ibid, p. 54. Ibid, pages 58 to 59. MacLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 87. Bucher in Trial, p. 59. Ibid, p. 18. Ibid, p. 81. MacLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 98. Bucher in Trial, p. 76. Ibid, p. 83. G.A. Tokev, Stalin Means War, London, 1951, p. 7. Bucher in Trial, p. 724. Pravda, October 30, 1937. Bucher in Trial, p. 104. Ibid, Ibid, p. 91. Ibid, pages 96 to 97. Ibid, p. 109. Ibid, p. 123. Ibid, p. 124. Ibid, pages 131 to 33. Ibid, p. 137. Ibid, pages 143 to 44. MacLean, Eastern Approaches, pages 92 to 93. Ibid, p. 87. G.A. Tokev, Comrade X, London, 1956, p. 91. Bucher in Trial, p. 157 to 58. 48. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 425, October. Number 12, 1988. Sabi Krogorfab Sirir Reb Sinir Neb Rebo. 49. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 425, Robert Payne, The Rise and Fall of Stalin, London, 1966, p. 520. 50. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 291 to 92. 51. Bucher in Trial, p. 252. 52. Chelovek Isaacon, November 1988. 53. Medvedev, in New Left Review. 54. Nadelia, No. 18, 1988. 55. Bucher in Trial, p. 163. 56. Ibid, p. 164. Ziibid, p. 210. 58. Ibid, p. 206. 59. Ibid, p. 207. 60. Ibid. 61. Ibid, p. 208. 62. Ibid, p. 217. 63. Pravda Vostoka, June 27, 1937. 64. Zarya Vostoka, June 10, 1937. 65. Pravda, September 8, 1937. 66. Pravda, September 10, 1937. 7. Znamia, No. 6, 1989, Bukharin Trial, p. 757. 68. Pravda, September 12, 1937. 69. Pravda, April 9, 1964. 70. Pravda Vostoka, September 10, 1937, September 11, 1937, September 12, 1937. 71. Pravda, April 9, 1964. 72. Pravda, September 27, 1937. 73. Bukharin Trial, p. 348. 74. Ibid, p. 757. 75. Pravda, September 13, 1937. 76. Pravda, September 20, 1937. 77. Pravda, September 10, 1937, September 12, 1937. 78. Pravda, May 23, 1938. 9. Bukharin Trial, p. 234. Ibid, p. 225. Ibid, p. 223. Ibid, p. 348. Ibid, p. 351. N. N. Uyoyo Vertical Barobri. Isis. 29. 87. Dot Ibid, p. 361. Ibid, p. 250. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, pages 228. Dot For example, Pyatakov Trial, p. 207, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 5. 1989. 88. 89. 90. Bukharin Trial, p. 312. Ibid, p. 288. Ibid, p. 302. Ibid, p. 248. Ibid, p. 313. Ibid, p. 328. Ibid, p. 332. Ibid, p. 333. Ibid, p. 335. Ibid, p. 330. Ibid, p. 430. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 283. 0. Louis Fisher, Russia Revisited, London, 1957, p. 64. 1. Podaim, December 1988. 2. October, No. 12, 1988. 3. Unost, No. 11, 1988. 104. Ibid, pages 284-85. 5. Bukharin Trial, p. 424. 6. Ibid, p. 370. 7. Ibid, p. 372. 8. Ibid, p. 374. 9. Ibid, p. 376. 110. Ibid, p. 381. 1. Ibid, p. 383. 2. Ibid, p. 384. 3. Ibid, p. 407. 114. Ibid, p. 413. 5. Ibid, p. 415. 6. Ibid. 7. Ibid, p. 417. 8. Ibid, p. 419. 119. Ibid, p. 424. 120. Ibid, p. 437. 121. Pravda, January 3, 1924. 122. Bukharin Trial, p. 470. 123. Ibid, p. 474. 124. McLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 99. 125. Bukharin Trial, p. 492. 126. Politicus Gedenevnik 1965-1970, Amsterdam, 1972, Abderrahman of Torkanov, Narodu Bistvo VSSSR, Munich, 1952, pages 707, 712, Pamyat, No. 2, 1977, p. 80. 127. Anton Siliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 292. 128. Bukharin Trial, p. 491. 129. Ibid, p. 504. 130. Ibid, p. 508-9. 11 S's Dark APB Marta Prail? 1922 grams. Stenographia Chesky Ochet, Moscow, 1961. 132. V. I. Lenin, Polnai Sobrani Sochineni, 5th ed. Moscow, 1965, Volume 50. 133. Sovetskaya Starycheskaya Encyclopedia, Moscow, 1967, Volume 10. 134. Pravda, September 12, 1966, and Vo Prozy Istory, No. 6, 1967, give 1944, but in recent accounts 1941 is the date. 135. Pravda, June 8, 1937. 136. Pravda, May 17, 1937, Izvestia DSK KPSS, Numbers 1 and 5, 1989. 137. Bukharin Trial, p. 590. 138. Ibid, p. 544. 139. Ibid, p. 516. 140. Ibid, p. 546. 141. Ibid, p. 549. 142. Ibid, p. 548. 143. Ibid, p. 518. 144. Ibid, p. 519. 145. Ibid, p. 527. 146. McLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 102. 147. Bukharin Trial, p. 525-26. 148. Ibid, p. 529. 149. Ibid, p. 530. Equals. Equals. W.A. Walter Duranty, The Kremlin and the People, London, 1942, pp. McLean, Eastern Approaches, pages 119-20. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 264. Bukharin Trial, pages 535, 539. Ibid, p. 546. Ibid, p. 551. Ibid, p. 511. Ogonyok, No. 7, 1988. Bukharin Trial, p. 562. Ibid, p. 564. Nava, No. 6, 1988. McLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 105. Bukharin Trial, p. 576. Ibid, pages 578-79. Ibid, p. 573. Ibid, pages 577-78. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 267, 68. Pravda, June 8, 1937. I am Dubinsky Mukhajay, or Johnny Kidza, Moscow, 1963, p. 5. Pravda, June 8, 1937. Goldstein, Tikopari. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 268. Goldstein, Tikopari, p. 71. Bukharin Trial, p. 590. Ibid, p. 591. Ibid, pages 596-97. Ibid, p. 608. Ibid, p. 609. Anton Antonov Ovsinko, The Time of Stalin, New York, 1981. P. Gustav Herling, A World Apart, London, 1951. Appendix. Vo Prozy Istory KPSS, No. 6. 1988. Znamia, No. 11, 1988. Bukharin Trial, p. 684. Socialistischeski Vestnik, No. 6, June 1954. Isaac Don Levine, I Rediscover Russia, New York, 1964, p. 175. Bukharin Trial, pages 622-23. McLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 107. Bukharin Trial, p. 625. Ibid, p. 626. Ibid, p. 631. Ibid, p. 676. Ibid, p. 664. Ibid, p. 679. Ibid, p. 694. Ibid, p. 697. Ibid, p. 728. Ibid, p. 734. Ibid, p. 736. Ibid, p. 737-38. Ibid, p. 738. Ibid, p. 739. Ibid, pages 740-41. Ibid, p. 758. Medvedev, in New Left Review. V. Petrov and E. Petrov, Empire of Fear, London, 1956, p. 46. Bukharin Trial, p. 786. Ibid, p. 782. Ibid, p. 769. MacLean, Eastern Approaches, p. 110. Bukharin Trial, p. 769. Ibid, p. 770. Ibid, p. 771. Ibid, p. 774. Ibid, p. 778. Ibid, p. 779. Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 15, 1988. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, London, 1947, p. 283. Politica, May 21, 1965. Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 298. Roy Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, New York, 1980, p. 164. Literaturnaya Gazeta, November 23, 1988, Znamia, No. 11, 1988. Moscow News, No. 40, 1988. 22. Moscow News, No. 11, 1988. 223. Znamia, No. 10, 1988. 224. Zbigniew Brzezinski, The Permanent Purge, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1956, p. 229. Elizabeth Lermelo, Face of a Victim, New York, 1955, p. 225. Eleanor Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, London, 1951, p. 15. 226. Eugenia Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, New York, 1967, pages 114-15. Marusha Fisher, My Lives in Russia, New York, 1944, p. 237. Voprozy e Story, No. 9, 1988. 227. Dietre, No. 7, 1988. 228. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, p. 283. 229. Znamia, No. 11, 1988. 230. 18 Essest, 10 to 21 Marta 1939 grams. Stenografichesky Ochet, Moscow, 1939, p. 26. 231. Bukharin Trial, p. 87. 232. For example, Ibid, pages 80, 185-86, 235. 233. For example, Ibid, pages 182-83, 201. 293-94, 303, 314, 318-19, 234. For example, Ibid, pages 71, 80. Chapter 13, The Foreign Element. 1. Ignazio Silone, In the God That Failed, ed. Richard H. Crossman, London, 1950, pp. 109ff. 2. Anton Siliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940. P. 61. Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 69, Communist, No. 10, 1963. Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 286. Osteuropa, No. 8, 1958, p. 33. Arvo Tuominen, former Secretary General of the Finnish Communist Party, Kreml's Clockwork, Helsinki, 1958, p. 210, quoted in Milorad M. Drakovich and Branko Lazic, eds, The Comintern Historical Highlights New York, 19661, p. 161. 7. Margarita, Buber, Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949, p. 8. IDUIB, 2. 8. Arthur Kessler, Arrow in the Blue, London, 1945, Volume 2, p. 209. 9. Newman, Under Two Dictators, p. 5. 10. Ibid, p. 23. 11. Ibid, p. 168. 12. Ibid, p. 143. 13. Herbert Winner, Erin Erungen, Bonn, 1957, p. 160. 14. Elizabeth K. Portsky, Our Own People, London, 1969, p. 181. 15. Newman, Under Two Dictators, p. 171. 16. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 108, Beiträge zur Geschichte der Arbeiterbewegung 1, 1969. A. Kissinen, The Rings of Destiny, New York, 1974, pages 156-57. Newman, Under Two Dictators, p. 55. Ibid, p. 53. Eugenia Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, New York, 1967, p. Isla Ln. 21. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. Ibid. R. V. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, London, 1965, p. 307. Kessler, Arrow in the Blue, Volume 2, p. 407. Ruth Fisher, Stalin and German Communism, London, 1948. 25. Gustav Herling, A World Apart, London, 1951, p. 62. 26. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, pages 487-89. 27. Moscow News, No. 48, 1988. 28. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 76. 29. Victor Serge, Memoirs of a Revolutionary, 1901-1941, London, 1963, p. 187. 30. Arvo Tuominen, Inuasi Kavalaiti, Numbers 10, 13, June 22, 1956, and the Bells of the Kremlin, London, 1983, pages 221-23, Ogunyok, Number 45, 1988. 31. Kun Bilain, Kun Bela, Budapest, 1966, pages 489-90. The date of his arrest is here given as the end of June, which conflicts with other accounts. 32. Soliga, Russian Enigma, p. 253. 33. Walter G. Kravitsky, In Stalin's Secret Service, London, 1939, p. 217. Ibid, p. 219. Voprosi Historike PSS, No. 3, 1989. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, p. 315. Hungarian News Agency, February 10, 1989. ISS is a wind degree. Izils Ajuri. Ui. 7. Small Polish Encyclopedia, Warsaw, 1958. 38. Kun Bilain, Kun Bela. 39. Eleanor Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, London, 1951, p. 16. 40. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, p. 315. 41. Renato Mieli, Togliatti 1937, Milan, 1964, Gelfa Zaccaria, 200 Comunisti Italiani tra le vittime dello Stalinismo, Milan, 1964. 42. Paoli Rabotti, Speech to the Central Committee of the Italian Communist Party, December 1961. 43. Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, pages 169-70. 44. Tito, Speech to the Central Committee of the Yugoslav Communist League, April 19, 1954, Borba, April 20, 1969, Speech to the Ninth Party Congress, March 11, 1969, and Si Comunist, Belgrade, April 3, 1969. 45. Fitzroy MacLean, Disputed Barricade, London, 1957, pages 103, 4. 46. Tuominen, Inuasi Kavalaiti. Kissinen, Rings of Destiny, pages 146, 158. 48. Ivan Karyavanov, Liudia Pigmiji, Belgrade, 1953, p. 112. 9. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, p. 308. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, London, 1951, p. 279. 51. Zaryanna Komunizma, 22 September October 3, 1988, and Blagoy Popov, Ot Leipzigsky Approaches v Sibirsky Lagery, Paris, 1979, p. 23. 52. John D. Bell, The Bulgarian Communist Party from Blagoev to Zhivkov, Stanford, California, 1986, pages 49-51. 53. Popov, Ot Leipzigsky Approaches v Sibirsky Lagery, p. 12. 54. Jerzy Murawski, Secretary of the Polish Central Committee, Speech of March 27, 1956, and Sivo Prozy Historii KPSS, No. 12, 1988. 55. Wielka Encyklopedia Powszechna Poln, Warsaw, 1962-70. 56. Wenner, Erin Erungen, pages 141, 42. 57. Newman, Under Two Dictators, p. 6. 58. Voprosy Historii KPSS, No. 12, 1988. 59. Ibid. 60. Communist International, Numbers 1, 3, 1938. 61. Voprosy Historii KPSS, No. 12, 1988. 62. Newman, Under Two Dictators, pages 8, 9. 63. Ibid, p. 19. 64. Survey, No. 32, 1960. 5. Ibid, S.N. J. Izay. 66. Voprosy Historii KPSS, No. 8, 1965. 67. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, New York, 1971, p. 46. 68. Alfred Burmeister, Dissolution and Aftermath of the Comintern, New York, 1955, pages 1-4, Kosinin, Rings of Destiny, pages 40-46, Socialistischeski Vesnik, March 18, 1938. 69. Newman, Under Two Dictators, p. 34. 70. Bukharin Trial, p. 575. 71. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, p. 229. 72. Ibid, pages 230-31. 73. Ibid, p. 232. 7a. Ibid, p. 233. 75. Ibid, p. 238, Sovietsky Voin, No. 4, 1989. 76. For example, Pravda, December 17, 1936. 77. Jesus Hernandez, Yo fui un ministro de Stalin, Mexico City, 1953. 78. Julian Gorkin, El asesinato André Snin, Commission pour la vérité sur les crimes de Stalin, Bulletin d'information, No. 1, May 1962. 79. Ibid. 80. Novy Mir, No. 5, 1962. 81. El Campesino, Listen, Comrades, London, 1952, p. 35. 82. Materio pour l'histoire de notre temps, Numbers 3, 4, 1985. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 84. Materio pour l'histoire de notre temps, Numbers 3, 4, 1985. 85. Observer, October 10, 1965. 86. C. Isaac Deutsche, The Prophet Outcast, London, 1963, p. 175. 87. By Yulit Napozitsiai, No. 33, 1932. 88. C. Bertram D. Wolfe, Three Who Made a Revolution, London, 1966, p. 520. 89. Adam B. Ulam, The Bolsheviks, New York, 1965, pages 573-75. 90. Soliga, Russian Enigma, p. 85. 91. Isaac Don Levine, The Mind of an Assassin, London, 1959, p. 27. 92. D. J. Dallin, A New Leader, 19, March 26, 1956. 93. Levine, Mind of an Assassin, p. 41. See also Commission pour l'arrêt sur les crimes de Staline, Bulletin d'information, No. 1, May 1962. 94. V. Petrov and E. Petrov, quoted in Levine, Mind of an Assassin, p. 50. 95. Ibid, p. 188. 96. E. Castro Delgado, J'ai perdu la foi à Moscou, Paris, 1950. Chapter 14, Climax. 1. U. P. Petrov, Pretino Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, 1918, 1961. Moscow, 1964, p. 301. 2. Vo prosi historike PSS, No. 1, 1965. Stanislav Vinkantyevich Kosyur, Kiev, 1963, p. 174. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Ibid. V. Drobizhev and N. Dumova, V. Ya. Chubar, Biografische Kirk, Moscow, 1963, pages 65, 71. 7. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 8. Bukharin Trial, p. 107. 9. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 10. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 11. Nedelia, February 6, 1989, Voeno Historicheski Journal, No. 6, 1989. 12. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Ogonyok, No. 36, 1987, and See Moscow News, No. 44, 1988. Izvestia, August 11, 1987. 15. Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 1, 1988. 16. Anton Antonov Ovsinko, The Time of Stalin, New York, 1981, p. 127-1. IDUE, Vo. 13 IG 517. Moscow News, No. 15, 1988. 18. Zbigniew Brzezinski, The Permanent Purge, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1956, p. 229. 19. A. Kosinin, The Rings of Destiny, New York, 1974, p. 167. 20. Ibid, pages 136-37. 21. Moscow News, January 3, 1988. 22. Margarita, Buber, Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949, p. 55. 23. Eleanor Lipper, 11 Years in Soviet Prison Camps, London, 1951, p. 15. 24. For example, Boris Nikolaevsky, in New Leader, January 16, 1956. 25. Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 122. 26. Abdurakhman of Turkanov, The Reign of Stalin, London, 1953, p. 80. 27. Svetlana Liluyeva, Only 1 Year, New York, 1969, p. 388. 28. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 39. See also NKVD Lieutenant Tathigunov, quoted in John A. Armstrong, The Politics of Totalitarianism, New York, 1961. 29. Abdurakhman of Turkanov, Narodubistvo v SSSR, Munich, 1952, p. 223. 30. Bukharin Trial, p. 426. 31. Ibid, pages 290-91. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, p. 8. Nina Murray, One Spied for Stalin, New York, 1951, Chapter 6. Молодой Коммунист, No. 1, January 1962. Dot Ilya Ehrenberg, In Novi Mir, No. 4, 1964. Dot E. A. Needham, Vyhoda's Labyrintha, New York, 1982. Dot Ehrenberg, In Novi Mir. Sovetskaya Historicheskaya Encyclopedia, Moscow, 1961-76. 39. Novi Mir, No. 11, 1964. And see Socialistischeskaya Zakonost, No. 10, 1988. 40. See Robert Conquest, Inside Stalin's Secret Police, London, 1985, p. 134. 41. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 21. 42. Blagoy Popov, Ot Leipzigski Approaches v Sibirsky Lagery, Paris, 1979, p. 62. 43. Jonathan Haslam, The Soviet Union and the Struggle for Collective Security, London, 1984, p. 149. 44. Raskolnikov, Open Letter to Stalin, August 17, 1939, Samizdat.I, Paris, 1969, p. 97. 45. S. Pavlov, Speech to the November 1962 Plenum of the Central Committee of the CPSU. 46. Izvestia, November 14, 1963. 47. Popov, Ot Leipzigski Approaches v. Sibirsky Lagery, p. 3. 48. Komsomolskaya Znamia, October 21, 1988. 49. Merle Fainsod, How Russia is Ruled, 2nd ed. London, 1963, pages 423-25. 50. Shkiryatov and Postkrovishev, Speeches to the 18th Party Congress, Izvestia, November 14, 1963, Pravda, November 14, 1963. ISN LSGRE Sisu and ID.IB, Go In. Alexander Kosarev, Moscow, 1963, pages 111-12. 51. C. Armstrong, Politics of Totalitarianism, p. 75. 52. Dr. S. Ploss, In Problems of Communism, September-October 1958. 53. Moskovsky Komsomolets, June 8, 1988, Komsomolskaya Znamia, October 21, 1988. 54. Moskovsky Komsomolets, June 8, 1988. 55. Admiral N. G. Kuznetsov, In October, No. 11, 1964. 56. C. E. Wallenberg, The Red Army, London, 1938, Edgar O. Balance, The Red Army, London, 1964, p. 121. 57. Jeffrey Bailey, The Conspirators, London, 1961, p. 229. 58. Na Rubje, March 1952. 59. Bailey, Conspirators, p. 229. R. V. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, London, 1965, p. 311. Kuznetsov, In Oktyabr. Marshal Rokossovsky, In Krasnaya Izvesta, December 13, 1964. 63. Voennoisterichesky Journal, No. 12, 1965, Kommunist v. Ruzhenksil, No. 16, 1989. 64. Meklis, Speech to the 18th Party Congress. 65. On Lushkov, C. Alvin D. Kooks, In Soviet Studies, January 1968. 66. John Erickson, The Soviet High Command, London, 1962, p. 494, A. Svetlinin, Del Novostoknyi Zhogover, Frankfurt, 1953, pp. 103ff. 67. V. K. Blücher, Moscow, 1963. 68. Biographical Directory of the USSR, New York, 1958. 69. N. Kondryatsov, Marshal Blücher, Moscow, 1965. 70. Roy Medvedev, All Stalin's Men, Garden City, New York, 1984, pages 14, 15. GQEGWNIIO. 1. TASS, February 22, 1964. 72. Kondryatsov, Marshal Blücher, p. 292. 73. This account is based on those given in Kondryatsov, Marshal Blücher, and V. Dushenkin, Ot Soldata du Marshala, Moscow, 1961. 74. Voprosy Istory KPSS, No. 11, 1964. 75. Dushenkin, Ot Soldata du Marshala, p. 223. 76. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 77. Nadelia, 22, February 28, 1988. 78. Antonov Avsinko, Time of Stalin, p. 190. 79. F. W. Deacon and G. R. Stoney, The Case of Richard Sorge, London, 1966. 80. Pravda, November 2, 1938. Pravda, December 16, 1938. Conquest, Inside Stalin's Secret Police, pages 81-84. 83. Pravda, January 22, 1939. 84. Roy Medvedev, On Stalin and Stalinism, Oxford, 1979, pages 109-16, Allinger Manuscript, Nikolaevsky Archive, Hoover Institution Archives. 85. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, New York, 1971, pages 240-41. 86. Vigunov Interrogation, Captured German Documents, National Archives, Microfilm, P84, Roll 287. 87. Ogonyok, No. 7, 1988. 88. Ogonyok, No. 18, 1988. 89. See their sponsoring organizations at the X8th Party Congress. 90. A. V. Gorbatov, Years Off My Life, New York, 1964, p. 110. 91. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 92. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, pages 311-12. 93. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, p. 323, Joseph Berger, Shipwreck of a Generation, London, 1971, p. 37. 94. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 95. Pravda, October 22, 1938. 96. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 146. 97. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 12. Visti, 29 December 31, 1938. 98. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, pages 411-12. 99. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 100. Ibid. 101. Ibid. 102. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 103. Sovetskaya Molodez, February 13, 1988. 104. Medvedev, Let History Judge, p. 295. 105. Kosinin, Rings of Destiny, p. 139. 106. SSSR, Vnutrini Protivoreshchiya, No. 3, 1982. 107. Kommunist Kazakhstana, No. 8, 1938. 108. Izvestia, November 27, 1988, Sovetskaya Bielorussia, 22nd of January. 9. 09. See Conquest, Inside Stalin's Secret Police, p. 70. 110. Izvestia, November 12, 1988. 11. Stanislav Vinkentyevich Kosyur, p. 174, Pravda, April 3, 1964. 112. Lipper, 11 years in Soviet prison camps, p. 16. 113. Peter Yakir, Letter to the Editor of Communist, March 2, 1969, translated in Survey, No. 70, 71, 1969. 114. Kosinin, Rings of Destiny, p. 139. 115. Pravda, April 3, 1964. 116. Sovetskaya Molodez, February 18, 1988, Ogonyok, No. 7, 1988. 117. F. Beg and V. Alexandrov, Petrovsky, Moscow, 1963, p. 315. 118. Izvestia, September 15, 1966, L. P. Petrovsky, Letter to the Central Committee of the CPSU, In for Human Rights, Frankfurt, 1969. 119. Voprosy Istory KPSS, No. 2, 1963. 120. Ukrainska Radianska Encyclopedia, Kiev, 1959-65. 121. Beg and Alexandrov, Petrovsky, p. 304. 122. L. Davidov, Komp, Uistikov Partiai, Moscow, 1963. 123. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 124. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, p. 316. 125. Beg and Alexandrov, Petrovsky, pages 304, 5. 126. Ibid, pages 305-6. 127. Compiled by Professor Tibor Samueli. 128. Medvedev, Let History Judge, p. 295. 129. Pravda, May 6, 1953. 130. Izvestia, September 4, 1918. 131. Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 260. 132. Jerzy Wałęsa, Meditations, Po Prostu, December 23, 1956. 133. Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 260. 134. Antonov Avsinko, Time of Stalin, p. 140. 135. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 136. Roy Medvedev, Foul Rehabilitator Stalin? Paris, 1969, p. 42, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 12, 1989. 137. J. Stalin, Problems of Leninism, Moscow, 1947, p. 625. 138. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 139. Boris Nikolaevsky, Notes to the Crimes of the Stalin Era, New York, 1956. 140. Pravda, April 3, 1964. 141. Sovetskaya Historicheskaya Encyclopedia, and CIA Kozlov et al., 74, Moscow, 1966, Voeno Historicheski Journal, No. 7, 1965. 142. Sovetskaya Kultura, November 26, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, Numbers 1 and 3, 1989, Nedelia, No. 27, 1989, Pravda Ukraini, May 6, 1989. 143. Brzezinski, Permanent Purge, p. 229. Chapter 15, Heritage of Terror. 1. Ilya Ehrenberg, Men, Years, Life, New York, 1961, Volume 4, p. 196. 2. R. V. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, London, 1965, pages 304, 7. 3. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, pages 182-83. 4. Ibid, pages 93-203. 5. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf, Trans. James Murphy, London, 1939, p. 171. 6. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 194. 7. George Lukács, In Nuovi Argomenti, October 1962. 8. C. Boris Souvarine, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 661. 9. Jerzy Medvedev, The Rise and Fall of T.D. Lysenko, New York, 1961, p. 267. 10. Commission pour la vérité sur les crimes de Stalin, Bulletin d'information, No. 3, January 1964. 11. Ibid. 12. C. Robert Conquest, The Nation Killers, London, 1970. 13. Ogunyok, No. 28, 1987. 14. Ogunyok, No. 25, 1989, Politikasko Obrazovani, No. 5, 1989, Komunist Vuruzenksil, No. 12, 1989. 15. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 16. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 17. Znamia, May 1964. 18. V. A. Anfilov, Nachalo Velikoyo Tekest Venoi Voini, Moscow, 1962, p. 28. 19. A. V. Gorbatov, Years of My Life, New York, 1964, p. 134. 20. U. P. Petrov, Pretinostro et Elstov v. Sovetskoy Army I Float, 1918, 1961, Moscow, 1964, p. 304. 21. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 22. Ibid. 23. Meklis, Speech to the 18th Party Congress, 18 Sed, 10-12. Marta 1939 grams. Stenografischeski Achet, Moscow, 1939. P. 276. 24. John Erickson, The Soviet High Command, London, 1962, p. 583. 25. Ibid. 26. Ibid, p. 552. 7. See Nazi Conspiracy and Aggression, Washington, D.C., 1946, Volume P. 981. 28. See Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 566. Petrov, Pretino Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Army I Float, p. 332. 30. Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 583. 31. Ibid, p. 578. 32. Ehrenberg, Men, Years, Life, Volume 4, p. 256. 33. Ilya Ehrenberg, In Novy Mir, Number 4, 1964. 34. Voprosy Istory, Number 9, 1988. 35. Nauka Ajazan, Number 2, 1989. 36. Ibid. Zivo Prozy Istory, Number 8, 1988. 38. C. Erickson, Soviet High Command, Chapter 17. Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 486. 40. Ogonyok, Number 25, 1989. 41. Konstantin Simonov, Inznamia, May 1964, Sovietsky Voin, No. 1. 1989. 42. S. T. Buryuzov, Sovetsky Zoldat na Balkanach, Moscow, 1963, pp. 140-41. 43. Novy Mir, No. 1, 1965. 44. Gustav Herling, A World Apart, London, 1951, pages 175-76. 45. Ibid, pages 221-24. 46. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, pp. 189-90. 47. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, London, 1951, p. 405. 48. Ibid, p. 282. 49. Joseph Berger, Shipwreck of a Generation, London, 1971, p. 204. 50. Boris Pasternak, Dr. Zhivago, New York, 1958. 51. Pravda, June 27, 1945. 52. Komsomolskaya Pravda, November 15, 1964. 53. See Khrushchev, Speech of December 9, 1963. D4. Personal information, see also Alexander Solzhenitsyn, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, trans. Max Hayward and Ronald Hingley, New York, 1963. 55. V. I. Lenin, The Development of Capitalism in Russia, 1899. 56. Communist, No. 17, November 1962. 57. V. Frolov, In Voprosy Philosophiae, No. 3, 1967. C. Souverin, Stalin, pages 578-79. Voprosy Istory, No. 1, 1964. V. V. Perrin, In Literaturnaya Gazeta, February 24, 1962. K. N. Plotnikov, In Conference of Historians, 1962. D. G. Shturva, Speech to the All-Union Conference on Ideological, 25, December 28, 1961. A. Sumbazade, In Conference of Historians, 1962, p. 338. October, No. 2, 1949. Pravda, August 1, 1951. John Cornford, A Memoir, ed. Pat Sloan, London, 1938, p. 178. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 64, Walter G. Krivitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, London, 1939, p. 207. 68. Victor Serge, Memoirs of a Revolutionary, 1901, 1941, London, 1963, p. 318. 69. Julian Simons, The 30s, London, 1960, p. 142. 70. New Leader, October 10, 1964. 71. Bertolt Brecht, The Informer, in New Writing, NS, Volume 2, London, 1939. 72. Bolshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, 2nd ed. Moscow, 1954, Volume 28. 73.